Proclamation number 3558 of 25th of September, 1945. The Right Prayer. Hearing. Ask me for what you want, I will give it to you. But always consult the spirit within you first as to whether your desire corresponds to my will, whether you thereby endanger your soul. And the spirit within you will teach you and place the right thoughts into your heart so that you will completely entrust the fulfillment of your requests to me and thus also be considered by me as it is beneficial for you. I fulfill every request which rises from the bottom of your heart, as I have promised you with the words, ask and it shall be given to you. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. But the prayer must be directed to me in the right way, and this also includes complete submission to my will. Otherwise it is not a prayer but only a request which does not correspond to my will and the fulfillment of which is not a blessing for you either. But as soon as you enter yourselves and let my spirit speak to you, as soon as you unreservedly hand yourselves over to me and appeal to me for help and strength, I will prove my willingness to help and my love to you, and I will grant the request on account of its complete devotion. Every right prayer is granted, and the spirit within you will tell you whether your prayer is right if you give it the opportunity by withdrawing into solitude and listening to it, i.e., by asking me in your thoughts whether you may approach me with your request. And the spirit within you will guide your thoughts as is right, and if you now pray, your Father in heaven will hear you. Countless prayers are sent from earth and yet only few touch my ear, because people neglect to consult the spirit within themselves, because they believe they are always allowed to request what their body lacks without seriously considering their souls. And thus they don't recognize adversity as an admonition to work on their soul's maturity, and the fulfillment of their request would be of no help to them, even if it would appear to be earthly. First a child's intimate relationship with the Father has to be established, and then the prayer will also ascend to me in the right way, for the child knows that the Father will grant it every request which does not harm it. For the right relationship also guarantees the working of the Spirit, because the Father will not leave his child without support, he will instruct and educate through his Spirit. And a right child will entrust everything to the Father and yet trust and carefree that it is safe in his fatherly protection and walks the right path. And then the child will not send any prayer to me in vain, it will find an answer in every adversity of body and soul, as I have promised. Amen.